Maidstone girl BB Diamond is back with a huge new single called Feeling, and a lot of people are tipping her to do huge things. She's already featured on Shift Key's latest single Gone Missing, and tonight she's chatting on the show.
KMFM.
So on the hit list on KMFM this evening, I'm joined by BB Diamond.
Hello.
Hiya. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good, thank you. So you've been like all the way up to Scotland, all the way down to here, everywhere in between.
I've been all over the show, yeah.
And the main story that you told me was that you had a macaroni pie.
Yeah, I didn't realise it's a big thing in Scotland, but macaroni pie. It's macaroni cheese in a pie.
Well, I suppose it's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? But like, I don't understand why that's a thing. We were talking about this and you were saying that the reason they have it is because you need like a fork to have macaroni cheese.
Well, that's one person's perspective of it, but I mean, that's true. That might not be the actual reason. I don't want to pretend I know why macaroni pie exists just in case I say it wrong.
But on your Wikipedia page here, it says that you're the expert in macaroni pie. Was it good? That's the key question that I'm sure everyone listening.
It was better than I expected.
But then you could expect the worst thing that you've ever tasted.
But the thing is as well, I like pies and I like macaroni cheese. So combined was like, yeah, I'm winning.
Okay. So
winning combination.
So hopefully Kent will get macaroni pies at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to campaign for it, but... Someone else, I'm sure, is listening.
Here.
So let's talk about the music. Enough about the pies. The new single, Feeling, it's out now. If your track had like a serving suggestion, what would it be? So I asked this of a lot of people, like if somebody's about to hit play on the track now, where is the best place they should be listening to it with? Who should they be listening to it with? And what should they be doing whilst listening to it?
Oh my goodness. Well, definitely dancing, because it's definitely like a party song. I don't know, I reckon it's either in your car with your mates and you're on your way to like a festival or something like that, or you're at a nightclub and it comes on and you're just having it.
Having it large.
Having it. I don't know, it's just a feel-good track, you know, it's one of those where I wrote it with the intention that it would be, you know, it's predominantly a love song, you know, it's about falling in love for the first time and not wanting to lose that feeling and, you know, and I think it's a song that actually you can put into lots of different scenarios and it still works.
So where are we in terms of an album? Like, when can we expect even more new music to follow on from Feeling?
Well, I'm not, you know... Eventually, obviously, an album is the goal. But I'm just kind of seeing how each track goes, really. You know, it's one of those where, as an artist, obviously, an album is the thing that you want to create. But I'm really a person that, you know, just takes it day by day. You just don't know what's going to happen. And I'm just going to keep releasing tracks. We've definitely got the second single lined up, which I'm excited about. And let's see how this track does and the next one, and we'll go from there.
Let's go back to talking about Maidstone, because you said you used to always go to Amadeus. I'm just wondering when are you going to release a song? Like, you know how Fergie had London Bridge, even though she's not from London?
Yeah.
When are you going to release a song like sort of Maidstone Bridge or Maidstone One Way System?
Maidstone One Way.
Is that the next single?
Damn it, you've given it away.
I knew it. What would you include if you could include anything in the Maidstone song? Like your key memories of Maidstone.
Oh my goodness.
Because Fergie always had the London, London, London. So does that work with Maidstone? Maidstone, it's a bit harder, isn't it?
Maidstone, Maidstone, Maidstone. I don't know, like, how can you say Maidstone? It's kind of like...
Maidstone, Maidstone, Maidstone. And you've got Amadeus, and then you've got...
There's already been a song about Amadeus, though. Like, not about Amadeus the nightclub, but about the actual person, Amadeus.
Okay. Well, we'll scrap this. Okay, so the Maidstone single. When you come back down to KMFM, then we'll work on it again.
Yeah.
I'll come with more of an idea then, because I've just thrown that off the top of my head.
Yeah, come at me with some ideas and we'll...
I'll bring some writers in from around, like, Parkwood area. Yeah. And I'll get,
we
like
can maybe throw in something about the Royal Star Arcade.
Yeah, we could do that.
It's been there a while.
Or the Lidl. The Lidl's quite nice. Include bits about that. And Fair Meadow and the Sydney World.
Yeah.
I think Fergie has got a run for her money for this.
Yeah. KMFM.
We'll get back to chatting to BB Diamond right after this with Shift Key. This has gone missing on KMFM. Quarter past eight, Tuesday evening, you're listening to Glenn Scott. You're on the hit list on KMFM. Kent's soundtrack for a Tuesday night is all about the new music. Shift Key, BB Diamond, Gone Missing. And BB Diamond joins me on the show this evening.
KMFM.
So on the show with newer artists, we like to play a game of quick fire questions, just like a kind of get to know you exercise.
Yeah.
Kind of no thinking about it, just going straight in, because that kind of lets us know exactly what you're about.
Okay.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Favourite meal?
Oh, pasta.
Favourite in a pie?
Just your average pasta.
Favourite place in the UK?
Oh, it's got to be London. Yeah, any place in London.
Favourite place in the world?
New York.
Last film you saw?
Oh, Hitch.
last song you heard?
Zane's She.
Oh, it's good, isn't it? Have you heard that album?
Oh, goodness, that album is so
good. I like Drunk and Rearview.
Yeah.
And She. And Pillow Talk.
She is my favourite track on that. And then I like I Would as well.
Yeah, that's good as well, because that's his latest single, and yeah, that's doing well. And Before, it's good as well.
Yeah.
And Intermission Flower.
It's pretty much the whole album.
And yeah. I'm just keen. I just really Back to the quick fire questions. Night out on the town or night in with Netflix?
Night in with Netflix.
Dream venue to play?
O2.
What's your guilty pleasure?
Watching Towie.
What's your most embarrassing moment?
I've had quite a few. Tripping over as I was going into the Brits.
Oh, did anyone catch you on camera?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's
thank
fine.
Goodness. But yeah. I mean, there was some really cool people around and I definitely tripped over.
Who saw you trip over?
Oh, his name's gone out of my head. What's the guy that does Slippery Juice?
Oh, Keith Lemon.
Keith Lemon.
Or I don't know what his actual name is, but
yeah,
no, he was
in the vicinity.
Oh, he's the worst person to fall over in front of, though, because you know he'll just take the mic.
And I think Alan Carr was like nearby as well.
So you're just surrounded by comedians
and I fall over. Fantastic. Well done.
Okay, and finally, what's your weirdest habit that you're willing to admit on radio? Habit or fear? Like, my fear is that I'm terrified of pigeons.
I am terrified of pigeons.
Welcome to the club.
I am terrified of pigeons.
They're horrible, aren't they?
They're literally rats with wings.
Exactly. I don't like the fact that they're too confident.
They're so cocky, aren't they?
That's my issue.
Walking past, like, I'm gonna...
Like, they just happily walk in front of you and they just don't care.
I swear they dive bomb me.
Yeah, I think my fear comes from that. This is like a psychology, it's like a counselling session here. It's quite nice. my fear comes from when I was little, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I saw a pigeon fly into someone's face.
Oh,
and
my
from
goodness.
That from that moment onwards, I was like, no, you stay away from it.
My fear comes from my mum. My mum's scared of pigeons, so she's kind of...
It's a family thing.
I think it's kind of come over to me. I'm also really scared of the dark.
The dark? I thought you said a duck then. I was like, is there a bird? It's like pigeons
just
in
a
the dark.
Bird.
So pigeons in the dark is something that we just are ignoring, the fact that could happen.
They're my two... If there was a pigeon in the dark and I was in there, then that would just be a whole world of fear right there.
And then a silent duck in the background quacking. Cool, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been lovely to chat to you.
And to you. And is there finally any chance for you to introduce your track here on KMFM, please?
I can. Hey, this is BB Diamond and you're listening to KMFM, and this is Feeling. Now, once upon a time.